Welcome to season 15. Hey. Welcome to season 15. Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker, and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, Castbox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. Hey, and iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey.
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Hey, you.
Yeah,
you. Are you new to Life Tips? Well, then, welcome aboard. Do me a favor and hit that follow button, subscribe button, however it's worded, and follow the show so that you'll be notified every time there's a new episode. You'll join the numerous amounts of people who download the show each day and add it to their everyday lives. Now, if you're a current or faithful listener of the show who has been with us since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue leading you in the right direction, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the show as per usual. Thank you so much. This has been Nate, the host of Life Tips Podcast, just greeting you, and yeah, all right then, let's get started. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review, and also leave a 5-star rating, because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode.
Now, this is how you know you're not living in your gift. If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you ain't happy about it, you ain't doing what you want to do. If your job makes you sick to go to, if you're unhappy with waking up to go to where you got to go, it's because you ain't living in your gift. What burns in your heart is important for you to pay attention to because it never goes away. That's why people wake up in a rut. See, you hate waking up because you're waking up and you don't know the reason. You're waking up and you don't have no design in mind. Once you live in your purpose, when you discover your gift, you can't wait to wake up. Please understand, pay very close attention to the thing that makes you happy. All of you are gifted at something. The problem is, you keep wanting your gift to be what somebody else's gift is.
Purpose. According to the definition on Google, purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. That's the noun. The verb form says to have as one's intention or objective. For the next three podcast episodes, we're going to focus on the verb form, intention or objective. The pursuit of purpose. What is your intention and purpose for your life? If you're a Christ follower, what do you believe that God is telling you about the direction of your life and how that fits into your purpose here? And seeing as this podcast episode is releasing right around the end of the school year, what better way to tie everything together than to talk about high school into college? In 2 weeks, roughly, actually, I had that date wrong. Sorry. I had that date wrong. In 1 week, exactly. School will be over. There we go. Found my bearings. Sorry about that. In 1 week, school will be over. Matter of fact, Monday is Juneteenth, and everybody is off that day, as it is a federal holiday. After that, 3 more days of school. And for a lot of you who are graduating and going off to college, the question of what do you want to do with your life is going to inevitably come up. See, last week we talked to those who are coming back in the fall, going back to high school. But today is for the graduates of high school going into college in the fall. You will be college freshmen in the fall, whether you're going to a community college or a four-year school right off the bat. You will be a freshman in college in literally 2 months. So, we are going to talk about the pursuit of purpose. But I want to touch on that a little bit later in the podcast episode. What I want to start off with today is freshman year of college, what it looks like, and what you can expect to encounter while you're present as a freshman that could benefit or hinder when it comes to the pursuit of purpose. Okay. So, freshmen in college, let's talk to you guys, because officially you are freshmen in college starting literally next Thursday. And where you're going, for most of you, is your university of choice. Now, there's some things that are going to happen to you while you're in school that will affect the outcome of your purpose. It will either derail you from your purpose, or it will help you get further along towards pursuing your purpose. Those some things include classes, instructors, and homework. Those things will push you and benefit you. The rest is basically up to you, and that's an unknown because we don't know what decisions you all are going to make while you're on campus. Because when you step on campus for the first time, you're going to experience what I experienced. Even though it was a decade ago, I still experienced what you're about to go through. And that is, as soon as your family leaves you and they go back home and you are an official college student on campus and it's, you know, the weekend, because let's just be honest, classes won't start immediately once you hit the pavement. They'll give you maybe a couple of days. So let's just say that the move-in date is Wednesday. Let's just say that. So you move in on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday is basically like orientation and getting used to the college and stuff like that. Your classes themselves won't start until the week after you first get on campus. Couple decisions you're going to have to get used to making right off the bat. Number one, who are you going to befriend? And number two, who are you going to have in your dorm room? Who you're going to befriend is going to be a long process. It's going to be a long 4-year process from freshman to senior year. That will not get easier as you go along. It will actually get harder. But who will you have in your dorm room? That was easy for me because I went to a Christian college. But for the majority who don't go to Christian colleges, that's a little bit of a dicey subject. Because you are now in control of your own life, able to make your own decisions. And I can tell you right off the bat that a majority of your classmates who are all in the 9th grade, quote unquote, of college years, it's gonna be one of those times where you're gonna see people hooking up in people's dorm rooms, or you're gonna hear about it. And you're gonna have the freedom to do the exact same thing in your own dorm room. Especially if you end up with your own roommate, and your roommate is doing the same thing. Now, if your roommate doesn't like that stuff, you're going to have to work around it. But I just recommend that you take precaution in terms of who you're going to have over to your dorm room from a romantic standpoint, because that's where a lot of stuff can go down. The other reason I say that is because of what's called co-ed dorms. Most Christian colleges don't have that, but regular colleges, they have co-ed dorms, where basically you get to live in the same spot as a young woman. Her dorm room will more than likely be like a few doors down. Or maybe you're on the top floor and she's on the bottom floor, whatever the case may be. But that's gonna really determine a lot about where you go and what shapes the trajectory of your purpose way more than your classes, teachers, and homework. That's just the first bit, though. The second bit is going to be even more taxing and strenuous simply because you will never be free from hearing this question over and over and over and over again. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters.
Your hostess with the mostest, T the GOAT. From over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show.
What do you want to major in? That is the question that you will hear over and over and over again. For most college students, they pretty much know what they're going to major in. But what they're majoring in could be something that they initially thought they wanted to do, and then later down the line they find out through experience that they don't actually like that. For example, if you're majoring in political, what's the term? If you're a, what is it, political justice major? There we go. I think that's what it's called. But if you're a political justice major and that's what you're doing, then great. But that degree can open up multiple doors, of which it could become difficult to choose which path to take. So criminal justice major could go into, you could become a cop. You could become a politician. It's a bunch of different places you can go with that degree. The ones I listed might be wrong, but still, there are plenty of places you can go with a degree like that. If you're in law school, you're pretty much aiming to become two things, an attorney or a judge, something along those lines. And so if you're in those types of majors and then you find out later in the course of your collegiate timeline that you are more interested in sports medicine and you actually want to become a sports therapist, then that could potentially end up happening. But don't despise that if it does. Because when it comes to the pursuit of purpose, 9 times out of 10 for college students, you won't really know what your purpose in life actually is going to be until much, much later. There are a select few freshmen that know exactly what they want to do. I was one of those. I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. I majored in communications. Had I gone back, I probably would have actually changed my major, because what I found out was that sports broadcasting was a lot more difficult than I thought initially it was from just watching football growing up. And now with the advent of podcasting booming and everyone has their own show and everyone wants to be an influencer and have a YouTube channel, I probably would have gone in that direction a lot sooner and just had a wider network than I do now, because you're on a college campus with a billion students at once. But that's not the trajectory that I went down. And as I mentioned earlier, a couple podcast episodes ago, I did go back to college, quote unquote, as in I traveled to a university to see one of my good friends, and he and I hung out. But I had to wait for him for a good 10, 15 minutes to show up. And while I waited for him, I was on the campus of Morgan State University looking around and mostly seeing all of the young people that were walking in and out of my path. And I noticed they were all 8-ish years younger than me. And it made me aware of my extensive lack of, I'll say my extensive lack of understanding and being able to relate to another young adult individual simply because I've crossed over where they are in life from a maturity standpoint. So as you go into freshman year, just be mindful of what we talked about in the first segment, but also be mindful of the fact that you will not know what you actually want to do until later, and you're probably just going to be in a major for the first year checking stuff out, and then it's really going to hit when you get to sophomore year of college. The pursuit of purpose. I can definitely tell you that my pursuit of purpose changed after freshman year of college, because that's when I started into the workforce, went into the insurance business, and never looked back. And now I'm in the school system. That's a good That is a good 10 years after being a freshman in college in 2013. 10 years. If you would have told me as a freshman in college that you would grow up, quote unquote, to be a part of the school system for the next generation coming behind you, I would have thought you were crazy. But that's actually the pursuit of purpose that I was meant to go down, the path of the pursuit of purpose that I was meant to go down. And so now I have my purpose to impact the next generation by way of being in the kitchen, creating podcast episodes like this, and also taking every opportunity I can while at work to bring life tips into real life with the high school students that I interact with on a daily basis. So even though I'm not a teacher, I still have the opportunity to teach when the chance comes my way. The pursuit of purpose. And eventually, when I stop working in the school system and become a full-time paid motivational speaker, it will all tie together that this is what my place on earth was always meant to be, and that my purpose was fulfilled, just took a while to get to the ultimate platform that I wanted to be on, which is the Lecrae platform or the Jackie Hill Perry platform, where she's a speaker. She's got a verified account, even though Twitter and verified accounts kind of messed that up when Elon became the CEO, but still, she's got a million followers. She's got a huge platform that's way bigger than mine. Plenty of people in the Christian and non-Christian space listen to her and are impacted by her. Why? Jackie Hill Perry was gay. She used to be a lesbian before she was transformed. And then she married a man, went back to the normal state of being, bore children, and now speaks about not just her testimony, but other things in life. And she gets paid a great amount of money. And so even though her husband has a job, it's a wonderful compliment to whatever her husband does, because she was always destined to have that type of a purpose in this world. And since that's the trajectory I'm trying to go towards, where I can be a part of two people groups, the regular culture and the Jesus culture, with my platform, it only makes sense that I do what I do now, the pursuit of purpose. Wait, social media. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
So, if you want to follow Life Tips Podcast on the internet, there are several ways you can do this. The first is on Facebook. The second is on Twitter. And the third is on Instagram. So on all three of these platforms, search at Life Tips Podcast. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram at Nate_the_speaker and at Spoken Life Tips, and on Facebook at Spoken Life Tips. So that is basically where you can find the show on social media and where you can find me on social media. Twitter at @off_gen_person. That's at @AUTH_GEN_person. And that's about it. So those are the social media accounts that you can follow the show on and follow me on. And so I look forward to connecting with you on the internet. And yeah.